8:41. Now, here's a terrifying thought, as if you need another. A couple of hackers recently figured out how to hijack a Jeep through the vehicle's computer system. Wired Magazine reports they were able to control the air conditioning, the radio, the wipers, and even the transmission. And it's not the first time they've been able to hack into a car's computer system. In other models, they were able to do more nefarious stuff like tamper with the brakes and even the steering wheel.
Well, fortunately, their goal was not evil, but to point out the vulnerabilities in the technology in today's sophisticated cars. And joining us on Skype to talk about these vulnerabilities, Joshua Corman, founder of the cyber safety group IamTheCavalry.org. Joshua, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So what is going on with the technology in our vehicles? Are manufacturers doing enough to keep hackers away?
I think just like any technology, we embrace new innovations for their obvious benefits, but we seldom do the cost-benefit analysis. And the truth is, a modern car is essentially a computer on wheels. There's over 100 million lines of software, more than your operating system. And as soon as you put software on something, you make it hackable. And as soon as you connect it to the outside world, you make it exposed. So the Internet of Things is actually becoming quite dangerous. And white hat security researchers seek to find these flaws such that they can be fixed before accidents and adversaries harm the public.
Well, that's kind of what these guys were doing in the Wired piece. It's something they've been speaking about, and they finally made it happen to make the public aware. If they could do it, can someone else? Chrysler, I guess, made a fix so this couldn't happen in the future.
Yeah, we're going to get worse before we get better. This was not the first time they did this. 2 years ago at DEF CON, they demonstrated how to hack a Toyota Prius and a Ford vehicle. But typically, the auto response has been, if you have physical access, then you could do other things to the car. So they had largely been dismissive to date. What we've done with I Am the Cavalry is about a year ago, we published a 5-star automotive cyber safety framework saying that if cars are computers on wheels and all systems fail, then you need to have these 5 ready postures towards failure. But now that they've actually demonstrated this on an unaltered vehicle without physical access, it's going to scare a lot of people. And we hope that the response is not fearful or knee-jerk, but rather thoughtful, planful. And at least for our part, we want to be a voice of reason and technical literacy and make sure that the legislative and regulatory responses are measured and thoughtful.
In our final 30 seconds, you mentioned legislative responses. There's a bill being introduced in the Senate that would set some digital standards for today's cars. How will it help, and is it strong enough?
Well, we have to approach it very carefully, measure twice, cut once. While we applaud the effort from Senator Markey and Blumenthal, technology moves really, really fast, and the wrong incentives could set us back several years. So this will take a thoughtful, planful response. It's a good start to stimulate dialogue, but we have to make sure that those concerned with public safety and human life do not inadvertently put it at risk, and at least that's the mission for us at I Am the Cavalry.
All right, Joshua Corman, founder of the cyber safety group, IamTheCavalry.org. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Talk about the Mets and the Nats at the ballpark tonight, 2:44.